Last week, a red swastika and the words "Get Out" were spray-painted across the side of the Hindu temple and cultural center in Bothell. Half a mile away, someone sprayed the words "Muslims Get Out" on the exterior of Skyview Junior High School. Today, members of the Hindu temple will ask for a federal investigation into the incident. Nitya Niranjan is the founding member and board chair of the Hindu temple and cultural center. He says they are getting a lot of support from the community. They just want to make sure the area is safe for everyone.
Somebody tells you, get out of here, and it's unfair that somebody will tell you. So where's my home? And this is a home for everybody, right? This is a home of immigrants. It's the country of immigrants. So nobody has right to tell you, get out. It's just these things happen when people don't know.
The number of hate crimes in Washington state has gone up. That's according to the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police. Cammie Simmons is a professor of law at Wake Forest University Law School in North Carolina. She says it can be very difficult to prove a crime was motivated by hate because you have to have evidence.
A lot of times, you know, off the top of my head, you're getting evidence of a hate crime might be someone, you know, calling someone a name or racial slur during the commission of a crime. But there are other things, you know, membership in a group that espouses hatred towards other groups, graffiti, for example, if there's a swastika or some type of graffiti associated, what we typically view as the symbols of hate, then you would have that. Also, in North Carolina, we're grappling with the tragic shooting three Muslim students. They were shot point blank range by this one man, and some members of the community believe it's because they're Muslim. He's had a lot of online postings and rants about religion, and so that's another thing that investigators might look at in terms of your diaries or online postings or, confessions, things that you may have said to other people, certainly.
Local leaders here called on the federal government today to investigate an incident of graffiti, which was on the outside of a Hindu temple here. They say it's a hate crime, and they say it fits a pattern of increased hate-motivated crimes against people or places that are perceived to be associated with or to be Muslim. And you just mentioned the crimes in North Carolina, the murders in North Carolina. Is there a solid increase of crimes against Muslim or people who might be mistaken for Muslim?
There have been increases in these types of crimes against Muslims since 2001. There was a period of time where there was a stark increase and then a dip, and I think that we're actually seeing an increase again.
They're calling on the federal government to step in. What would that add to an investigation to have the federal government be part of it?
The federal government can be helpful in a number of different ways. I know that the state of Washington does have a fairly comprehensive bias-motivated statute, but the federal government can have the FBI coming in to investigate. Again, I mentioned the high evidentiary burden, so it's going to be a lot of time and man hours spent investigating these types of crimes, and so the FBI can provide assistance in terms of manpower and different resources. So the federal law can be particularly helpful in this instance. And also, I would say generally, outside of the specific incident, the federal government can be helpful in terms of providing money and funds to investigate these types of crimes.
So
if
I'm hearing you correctly, it's manpower, the bigger stick of the federal government. Those two things are most important when they decide, if they decide to come to the aid of local officials in a case like this.
It can be when you have an infusion of resources, so very expensive to prosecute these cases, and so the federal government can lend its resources to a local government. And they can essentially act as partners in the sense of local and federal government.
Cammie Simmons is a professor at Wake Forest University Law School in North Carolina. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office has been investigating the incident at the Hindu temple. They say they haven't found any suspects. You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.